Hi, this is Chris Griffin, Associate Site Editor at SearchStorage.com. Joining me today is Jeff Bowles, Senior Analyst at the Tenasia Group. Jeff and I will be discussing tiered storage tools for file storage. How's it going today, Jeff?
Hi, Chris. Real good. Thanks for this podcast today. Looking forward to it.
Great. All right, let's jump right into it. What are the possibilities for getting into tiered storage, and why would an organization want to?
Sure. So, tiered storage, the concept of tiered storage has been around for a while, you know, harking back to the days of HSM, this type of stuff, even for mainframe platforms. But today around file storage, with the runaway capacity that most of us are facing, the runaway capacity requirements, and even escalating performance demands, it makes a whole lot of sense to tier storage for reasons of efficiency, right? If you can get the right storage in the right place, you might be able to tweak the way you manage your storage between different tiers to optimize your management resources. Let's say for backup, for instance, you might be able to, if you take fairly stale data and park it off to the side where you have to manage it less often, you might be able to optimize your backup processes for that primary storage and kind of trim down the time and effort you're spending managing all these backup jobs. And that goes for nearly every dimension of management, whether it's just ongoing capacity management, performance management, or what have you. So tiered storage can increase your overall efficiency and optimize some of that OPEX, but it's also a CAPEX exercise, right? If you tier storage, you can buy lower cost, high capacity stuff to handle kind of archival data, nearline storage with less used data, that type of stuff. So you want to get into tiering to optimize your storage, especially in the face of runaway capacity requirements, because there's much to keep up with if you're not looking for a better approach than just adding more NAS units on an ongoing basis.
Okay, so what then are some of the challenges that are associated with tiered storage?
You know, there's a whole bunch of challenges out there when you're first moving into tiered storage, and some of them are architectural choices, you know, whether how you want to get about implementing tiered storage in your infrastructure, right? So it's simple to spin out a couple of different tiers of storage, but figuring out how you're actually going to migrate the data and get it there and then keep it there over the long term becomes pretty challenging because there's a whole bunch of choices in the market, frankly. There's the, you know, you can apply inline appliances like COBF5 stuff. You can apply out-of-band solutions that move the data, you know, maybe off hours or with a engine that's actually out of band from your storage and can grab some of those files and move them for you. You can choose to use a solution that integrates with vendor-specific APIs like file policy, for instance, to do redirection from primary storage to the nearline storage or archival storage for files that have been moved, or you can use things like stub files. So there's a whole bunch of choices out there on the market, and lots of them are architectural. Moreover, those choices involve emerging technologies like cloud storage or even the idea of SSD that might be able to cache in front of your box and offset some of the performance requirements. So it's a pretty convoluted landscape out there. It's a matter of choosing how you're going to get it there, how you're going to access it when it's there, and then you've got to think about how you're going to manage it for the long term as well, how you're going to migrate this storage after you've actually tiered it.
Okay.
So with that in mind, let's talk for just a second about how you're going to get it there. It comes down to looking at engines with the right features, right? Whether you want to have an inline solution that sits in front of your NAS infrastructure and moves stuff for you, whether you want to have an engine off to the side, whether you want that engine to be constantly operating or just operate periodically, and whether you want administrator involvement with it or whether you want it to use a set of policies to always manage data migration, right?
Yeah.
And then the second dimension is how you're going to access it. And do you want to access this through stub files? And there's almost kind of a religious type fervor behind the different alternatives out there. And frankly, I don't see a whole lot of differentiation between the different approaches, whether it's stub files or API redirects or even the in-band technology. You can make either one work for you. It's really a matter of your design philosophy and how much maintenance you want to do and how much you worry about specific parts of the solution. You know, stub files, you can back them up. In-band, you know, there's nothing left behind on the file system you have to worry about. Meanwhile, in-band could fail. Meanwhile, stub files could be damaged. So there's all kinds of trade-offs here. So just look at the technologies and be aware of them and do your own assessment and figure out which one works with your design preferences and philosophy. And there's that idea of inline redirect, a vendor-specific API like file policy that can do redirects from the file system, or using stub files where you access a stub file in the file system, it redirects you to another tier.
So how do a company's tiered storage goals play into their data migration and data classification processes?
Here's how I think about that question. there's lots of different policies and goals out there for companies migrating their data. What we've done so far is we've essentially talked about why and how, right?
Yeah.
And as I move into thinking about your storage goals, I start to think about when first. Understand when you're going to move data or when you want to move data, whether you want this to be a, you're so into the optimization exercise that you want this to be a dynamic, ongoing, all the time activity, if that's a fundamental requirement for you, or if you prefer a static kind of interval activity, maybe once a week, once a month. And moving beyond that, I think you need to be thinking about what to optimize next, right? That's a very fundamental question. We're just going through the fundamentals here. So look at understanding your data and figuring out how you want to work with the data set you've got in your enterprise to optimize it and tier it, right? And that's not all that hard of a question, but it's pretty challenging to look at that data and figure out what's there. You can look at a number of file classification tools out there to understand file storage, or even just performance for different mount points and sets of data and this type of stuff. Look at understanding your data and then make some decisions about where you want to put that data based on some different parameters with this idea of optimizing storage efficiency in mind. And with that being said, there might be some other reasons to optimize storage too. So this is more than just an IT exercise when you get into this with a big company. You need to look at collaborative teams that can represent some of the different business data owners in your enterprise and look at aligning tiering processes for each type of data you might be storing with some of the service levels that you plan on delivering back to those business owners. So you may have low performance in some critical data set, low performance requirements with some critical data set, like maybe documents behind some FileNet repository that are used for compliance purposes. But they might require the level of protection that you're going to apply only to your top tier of storage. So understand there's a pretty complex web here, and this needs to be a collaborative team process. But the storage efficiencies you can get from tiering your storage are pretty tremendous and justify that cross-disciplinary, cross-business owner exercise inside most companies. And it's really a matter of getting the right people at the table so you can really understand your data beyond what just a classification tool will give you. So there's two dimensions to understanding what there, right? Understanding what the data actually is with some type of classification tool so you can figure out who owns it, and then understanding what it is from the business owners as well. So.
All right, great. Well, thanks a lot for joining me today, Jeff.
You bet. Glad to be here.
Great. And to learn more about tiered storage, be sure to visit searchstorage.com.